It's time for the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. It's time for The Game on ESPN 1400. For the next 2 hours, we'll get an in-depth look at local sports in the Eastern Upper Peninsula and Algoma region, and hear from the coaches and players involved in the game. We'll also analyze the college and pro sports scene across the region and dive into the biggest national stories. Now, let's get to The Game and join your host, Scott Nason.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to The Game, brought to you by ESPN 1400, WKNW Sault Ste. Marie, powered by The Game Entertainment and Media, and currently heard at thegamesportshow.com and thegamesportshow.podbean.com. Scott Nason with you, broadcasting from the home studios on this Monday night, July 6th, 2020. The Game, the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. We'll start with local sports tonight, then a little editorial on my part. We're going to talk about some of the current things that we see around this area as far as, well, we're going to get a little bit into the coronavirus and COVID-19 and my opinions on that. Normally, I try to keep it all sports related, but I've seen a lot of things over the past few weeks that have concerned me involving people and responses to this pandemic. And we've seen over the past week cases go up 500% in Chippewa County. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that. And then coming up after the editorial, if you will, we'll have our sports roundtable. Not sure who's going to be joining us tonight. We're hoping to be joined by Butch Davis from Butch on Sports, along with host of the Game Sports Show in Sioux, Ontario, David McKeag Jr. And hopefully we'll also hear from our good friend and correspondent in Escanaba, Michigan, E.J. Russell. But we always start with local sports, and there are some sports still going on despite the pandemic. We talked about the Sioux Legacy's softball team, not last weekend, but the weekend before. They participated in a tournament in Hancock, Michigan. This was back on June 30th. The Sioux Legacy's 14 and under softball team took part in the Summer Chill Tournament held in Hancock, Michigan. Legacy's did very well. They went 3-1, losing only to Kingsford in the championship game by the score of 8-0. During pool play, the Sioux defeated Copper Country Crush 12-0. Northwoods out of Wisconsin 10-3 to earn the number one seed. Kingsford also had a 2-0 pool record, but they lost the tiebreaker due to giving up more runs than the Legacies did in the preliminary round. The Legacies would defeat the Copper Country Crush 4-3 in the semifinal that went to the 7th inning international tiebreaker. Gabby Killups scored the winning run for the Legacies on a single to right field by Lucy Husky. And then it was all Kingsford in the championship game, winning that game, as I mentioned, 8-0. Sioux pitcher Finley Hunacek was 2-0 for the weekend, totaling 5 strikeouts, 3 walks, and 9 hits allowed in 12 innings. Laura Bush, she was 1-1 on the mound, totaling 10 strikeouts, 18 hits, 12 walks in 13 innings. The Legacy's top hitters that weekend were Megan Postma. She was 7-for-12 with a double and 2 RBIs. Husky also had a nice batting average, 6 of 11 with 3 RBIs. And outfielder Haley O'Connor, she went 4-for-9 and 1 RBI. The Legacies are scheduled to play a game tomorrow, 7 o'clock at Losey Field. And then we'll also play a week from tonight hosting Mackinac City. That one a doubleheader starting at 5:30. The EUP Wood Ducks 19 and under baseball team, well, that weekend they also made a road trip, and they would fall to the Bark River Bucks in the series opener out in Menominee, Michigan. They would lose that one by the score of 8-7. Ethan Mullins, Vinny Feebles, and Owen Rawlings would handle the pitching duties for the EUP. They allowed 4 hits while striking out 3 and walking 9. E.J. Suggett led the Ducks at the plate with a single and a double, while Dalton Graham added 2 singles Matt Bush, along with Feebles, Chris Pierce, Jonah DiNuccio, McShane, and Ian Earle would all contribute one hit each in the opening loss to Bark River. In Game 2, the Wood Ducks would take on the... I'm not sure who they played in that one, actually. Got to look. The Red Wave from Menominee. Actually, no, take that back. They took on that same Bark River team. They would grab a 3-0 lead. They led 5-3, but the Bucks would rally for an 8-5 victory in Game 2. Handling the pitching for the Ducks was DiNuccio, McShane, along with Rawlings and Bush. Suggett hit two doubles, while Rawlings, Graham, and Bush added one hit each. And the Ducks would take on Menominee in a doubleheader on Sunday. It was a pitcher's duel, with Menominee winning by the score of 1-0. A tough loss for E.J. Suggett. Allowed one hit in seven innings and one run, and that's all. But he gets the loss. In Game 2, it was all Menominee as they defeated the Wood Ducks by the score of 11-0. So a little bit of baseball news. I know some of the Sioux Little League did pause their season last week due to the uptick in cases here in Chippewa County. I've not gotten any word as far as Little League this week, as far as the Sioux Area Little League. So if we get any word before the show is over, we'll certainly get it out there. Sioux Ontario, they're not messing around with this coronavirus. They're not having any Sioux Minor Baseball. It was announced last week that the minor baseball season has been canceled due to COVID-19. The Sioux Minor Baseball Association said it was a very difficult decision to make. Quoting them, like many, we hoped and continued to plan for a delayed season this year. However, it has become clear that it is no longer feasible for many reasons, including our top priority of ensuring the health and safety of all players, coaches, umpires, executive members, and families at this time. So no summer football, no summer baseball, no nothing in Sioux, Ontario. And there's only, what, about 3 miles that separates Sioux, Michigan, and Sioux, Ontario. But there are worlds of difference as far as how Sioux, Ontario has handled the coronavirus and how Sioux, Michigan, and the United States has handled the coronavirus. And there's a reason that the cases in Canada, Sioux, Ontario, the Algoma region have flattened out. And there's a reason why they haven't here in Sioux, Michigan. And we'll talk more about that later on. Speaking of baseball, well, Traverse City, they were all excited about the Pie Spitters, the Traverse City Pie Spitters minor league baseball team. They had some games going on this weekend, and they had fans in the crowd, if you can believe that. 500 fans that were there. They spaced them out. They thought everything was good. Well, guess what? They put the season on hold until July 10th. For additional coronavirus testing and a reassessment of the schedule. Quoting the general manager of the Pie Spitters, Mickey Graham, we have had some positive tests with players on the team, and in consultation with the Grand Traverse County Health Department, we have determined that pausing the season for additional testing and a reassessment of the schedule was the best course of action at this time. We knew that this was going to be a challenging environment to play baseball, and safety has been our driving force. That is why we test the players and coaches, screen multiple times each day, and that's why we kept the teams in the bubble, eliminated fan interaction, and kept them from the community at large. Graham said while fans have done a good job of wearing masks and abiding by guidelines, the on-the-field component now certainly has some uncertainty around it. So yeah, they were one of the first baseball organizations, minor leagues, to play and have fans. It lasted all of 2 days, and guess what? The coronavirus is the reality that shut that down. Well, we heard last week Governor Gretchen Whitmer talking about her return to school plan. Lots to be sorted out there. Well, she's put a lot of the onus on the Michigan High School Athletic Association as far as what is going to be possibly happening in the fall. Now, Whitmer mentioned in her press conference last week the thought that maybe spring sports, which are more individualized like track and field and some others, could be moved to the fall. And other sports like volleyball and football that have a lot of close contact could be moved to the spring. Well, the Michigan High School Athletic Association has put out a statement last week. They mentioned that there have been no changes or updates to the summer guidance document that we talked about in early June. There continue to be regulations for all summer activity for member schools and their staff members. All of us must continue to follow both the letter and spirit of this guidance document in doing the right things now to create fall, winter, and spring sports opportunities that they want. This is from the MHSAA. Governor Whitmer released the Return to School Roadmap on June 30th. The roadmap entrusts the Michigan High School Athletic Association with the task of creating the plans, procedures, and protocols for the return of educational athletics for all schools. We appreciate the confidence and responsibility that has been given to the association, and we are already deeply engaged in doing our part to bring back athletics safely. From the roadmap plan, again, this is from the MHSAA, it is clear that in-person learning and extracurricular activities are in a much safer place with many more positive options when our state is in phases 5 and 6 of Governor Whitmer's plan. To repeat, we must continue to do right things now in all parts of our state to reach and remain in phases 5 and 6 for August and beyond. Getting away from the statement for a minute, currently the Upper Peninsula, our listening area, and Northern Michigan is in stage 5, which has bars open, gatherings of 250, allows a certain amount of practices, but we've seen a big uptick in cases here in Chippewa County, up 500% from last week. Granted, it's from 2 to 12, at least as of this recording, but with what we saw over the weekend and people not doing the practices that are recommended, the politicization of masks and people refusing to wear them, we're going to have to hold our breath the next couple weeks to see where the cases take us. I don't see us getting anywhere past stage 5. As a matter of fact, I think if trends continue as they are, not just here locally in Michigan, but nationwide where cases are absolutely exploding, that we'll actually be pushed back to stage 4. The Lower Peninsula, south of Traverse City, they thought they might get to stage 5. Nope, Gretchen Whitmer canceled the bars, and we saw a lot of people up here. So anyway, getting beyond that, Michigan High School Athletic Association has been working on concepts for the safe return of school sports since March. These concepts will now become the plan as directed by the roadmap, which is the governor's plan. These 3 points have guided our planning in the past several weeks and will continue to be our focus in the days ahead. 1, the Michigan High School Athletic Association's current plan is to play all scheduled fall sports in the fall. 2, we will do everything within our control to safely have all 3 high school sports seasons in 2020 and 2021. Even if conditions change that would require creativity to provide those 3 seasons, we owe it to our kids to plan this way, especially during these uncertain days of the pandemic. And 3, contingency planning has been ongoing since March, and this continues with the release of the Return to School Roadmap on June 30th. These contingencies reflect our plan to play fall sports as scheduled and to provide 3 seasons during the school year while also being prepared to operate creatively, should that be necessary. One possible contingency for consideration would be a swap of fall and spring sports, as there are concerns with indoor sports, volleyball, girls swimming and diving, being able to be conducted in the fall, along with differing views on football. Over the coming days, the Michigan High School Athletic Association will be meeting virtually with the leadership of our fall sport coaches, associations, and representatives on a sport-by-sport basis to provide updates, exchange ideas, and receive feedback from these leaders. Circumstances, data, and decisions made at the professional and collegiate ranks with their set fall schedules, along with Michigan High School Associations and other states, will be valuable and instructive over the next few weeks in finalizing plans for the fall. We understand that schools need lead time to plan, and final decisions will be made by late July, which is just a few weeks from now. It is a challenging balance in waiting as long as possible to have the most accurate picture, data points, and a probable August situation while also giving everyone involved lead time to adequately prepare and plan. And finally, from Mark Yule in the MHSAA, who's the director, the only certainty we have had since March is the need to be flexible and nimble in light of the public health situation and its ever-changing impact on schools. We will continue to communicate with all involved over the next few weeks until things are a little more known. So that's the update from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. And we've been saying it on here almost every broadcast. It's a wait-and-see attitude week to week. Where we were a few weeks ago and where we are now are two totally different worlds. And maybe in a few weeks we'll be in a different world from where we are now. But we're just going to have to wait and see. CCHA, the new league coming to college hockey next season. Of course, the Lake Superior State University Lakers, one of the seven teams to go to that new league. This year they'll be playing in the WCHA. Well, they announced a live streaming and original content deal with Flow Sports, who currently do the games in the WCHA. So those are options for those that don't want to listen maybe to road games and want to watch them. Flow Sports is going to be with the CCHA. And finally, some news in the NOJHL, some signings from the Sioux Thunderbirds and the Sioux Eagles. Sioux Thunderbirds have committed to a couple players, actually four players, starting with Cooper Schmiel and Brock Santamaria. Both those players were rookies on the Thunderbirds team from last season. Schmiel, he came from the Sioux Indians of the AAA Michigan Amateur Hockey Association. He had 16 goals, 15 assists last season for the Thunderbirds. Santamaria, now he came from the Sioux Junior Greyhounds last season of the Great North Midget Hockey League. He had 7 goals and 12 assists in 19 points in 50 games. So the Thunderbirds are going to have both Schmiel and Santamaria back as well. They're also going to have Avery Rebick and Curtis Rogers confirmed to the 2020-2021 season. Last year for the T-Birds, Rebick had 15 goals and 27 assists, while Rogers also had 14 points, 11 goals, and 3 assists, both Sioux Ontario natives, and both coming back to the Sioux Thunderbirds. And the Sioux Eagles, they have committed to free agent defenseman Hayden Daka, who played last year for the Elliott Lake Wildcats. Daka had 5 goals and 8 assists, 13 points in 52 games for the Elliott Lake Wildcats. And so we don't know when the season will start. We don't have a schedule. We don't have information. But I think Robert Mazzucca said it best. Where the NHL or the NLJHL goes is where the Ontario Health Minister goes. And I think Sioux, Ontario, Canada, and most of the world have this right. While the United States, they don't. Which leads me to the next segment. We're going to take a break here on the game, and I'm going to talk a little bit about coronavirus here in the Eastern Upper Peninsula, some of the things that we're seeing, some of the concerns that I have, because it is sports-related, it's life-related, and just, you know, I have a platform here. I'm very thankful to be able to reach many people here, and just things I see that I'm just concerned with, and I want to get my opinion out, whether you take it or not, whether you agree or not, it's my opinion. I'm going to give it. I'd love to hear from listeners as far as their opinions, but we're going to get to that next on the game. The Twin Sioux's only local, regional, national sports show brought to you by ESPN 1400 and currently heard at thegamesportsshow.com.
You can follow The Game Sports Show on Facebook and Instagram at The Game Sports Show.
Let's get back to the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. Let's get back to the game on ESPN 1400.
Welcome back to the game, brought to you by ESPN 1400, powered by the Game Entertainment and Media, currently heard at thegamesportsshow.com and thegamesportsshow.podbean.com. As we move to the editorial portion of tonight's show, coming up in our next segment, we'll be talking sports regionally and nationally. We're hoping to have our full crew tonight, Butch Davis, Dave McKeag, and EJ Russell. If not, we'll have one. Maybe we won't have any. We just never know. We open up the round table, we keep the lines open, and we just let it flow. And, well, I want to take a few minutes to talk locally. We talk a lot about sports, and we do mention the coronavirus, because it's all parts of life right now. You know, you look at where we were, and I think back to that show we had with Butch Davis back in March. It was a Monday night. We were talking about district basketball for the boys starting, regional basketball for the girls. I mean, there was so much going on. We had, you know, the pro sports going. We had my cousin Jake Sutherland, who was playing XFL football on. He was excited. And then, obviously, what happened. And, you know, many people took that seriously at first. And I have very much concerned, or I am very much concerned with what I'm seeing around here locally. There's an attitude, and it's not just here in Sault Ste. Marie, but it's around the United States, that this pandemic is not serious. And we have seen it over the past couple months, once the reopening started. Here in northern Michigan and the eastern Upper Peninsula, our reopening started before Memorial Day. And we saw it during Memorial Day. Bars were crowded. People were starting to kind of let their foot off the gas. Not as many masks that you see in stores. And, you know, we were not touched as far as positive cases here in Chippewa County and the eastern Upper Peninsula. Well, we're seeing that now. We saw cases go up 500% last week. Now, granted, we had two cases that were identified, that were tested. Again, these are people that were tested. That doesn't mean there's only two people that were in the entire county that had coronavirus. There are many that maybe had it. There are many that have it and haven't had symptoms or haven't been tested. But if you go by the official numbers, as of Monday, we have 12 cases in Chippewa County. And yet, I don't see people taking this seriously. We've seen over this past weekend lots of crowding, including fireworks in Sault, Michigan. Not just one night, but twice. They couldn't get them done on Saturday, so they had to fire them off on Sunday to get a bunch of people together. I was down in St. Ignace over the weekend, and granted, thankfully, I was nowhere near what I saw. Went to the beach about 10 miles west of St. Ignace, very remote. There's a little section. I'm certainly not going to tell listeners where it is, because I don't want people crowding me and my loved ones at the beach. But coming back, I have never seen more cars, maybe on the car show in St. Ignace, but on a 4th of July, it was packed. Mackinac Island was opened. It was packed as far as the cars that were over there. People congregating, not wearing masks. And again, I understand that some people have made this a political issue. Well, the President of the United States doesn't wear a mask. I'm not going to. It shows weakness. We're not scared of COVID-19 in the Youp. Well, you know what? That's your right as an American, and that's your opinion. I think it's wrong. I think it's a health crisis. I think that people around here need to stop crowding places and being indoors and in bars without masks, and then maybe going somewhere and telling other people that they need to wear a mask when they're not doing it themselves and they're in a position of very high authority. I think that's disgusting. I walk around and I wear a mask. I wash my hands. I social distance because I don't want the chance that this could spread. Now, probably if I got it, I would be able to handle it. As far as my body, I'm pretty healthy. I'm not young, but you know, I feel I don't have any pre-existing conditions. But that doesn't mean that I can't give it to someone else. That doesn't mean that I can't give it to my parents who are in their 70s. That doesn't mean I can't give it to my children. That doesn't mean I can't give it to a complete stranger in a grocery store who's 80 years old who's not wearing a mask. It drives me absolutely bonkers that we have come to the point in this country where wearing a mask is such a divisive issue. And this really shouldn't be a surprise, because we've been pretty divided since 2000 in that election. And it's just ramped up. And, you know, we have a leader in Washington who I'm just going to say it right now, and I'll be flat out honest. He's an embarrassment with what is happening, how he has handled this pandemic, how our government has handled this pandemic, how our people have handled this pandemic. And all you have to do is go on one of the websites, go on SueToday.com, go on some of these others, and look at the comment section. And I'm not on Facebook, so I don't see all the goings-on, the rants and the raves. But go on and look at any story that talks about the coronavirus opening up the bridge, and listen to what some of the Canadians are saying about us. And you know what? I don't blame them one bit for saying it, and I don't blame them one bit for keeping that bridge closed, because if I was in their position, I'd do the exact same thing. And you look at where this virus started and the growth, and Europe was the epicenter. Italy was absolutely ravaged by the COVID-19 coronavirus, and what did they do? They had a national shutdown for weeks. They had a strategy. 100% national strategy. People wore masks. People stayed inside. Europe has done a very good job with, you know, flattening the curve. We see it in Germany. We saw it in Spain. Canada's curve hasn't exactly spiked up. We've seen it everywhere. We haven't seen it in the United States. Our cases right now are approaching 3 million. 130,000 deaths. And many people will say, well, you know, this is like the flu, and, you know, these are, you know, survival of the fittest, and this is nature's way. No, it's not. This is a pandemic, and we need to do everything to protect our most vulnerable citizens. And if that means wearing a mask, if that means not going to a bar and crowding places, then that's exactly what we need to do. And we're not doing it here in Sault Ste. Marie. It disgusts me to see to go into local department stores and see so many people not wearing masks. And, you know, if it was up to me, I'd shut it down. I would move us to stage four, but it's not up to me. It's up to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. But here's some stats. Over the weekend, the European Union, I think on Saturday, saw 3,600 new cases. This is Europe. Florida had over 10,000 new cases. Think about that for a moment. We are having 50,000 new cases a day in this country. And if you don't think this is something you should take seriously, you need to start now. So I'm imploring anybody that's listening, do your part. We are not the United States of America right now. We're the infected states of the Americas. We're the divided states of the America. And it's sad, and it saddens me that we can't figure it out. But maybe today we can start. Start by wearing a mask. Start by practicing what you preach. If you go on the radio and you're telling people to wear masks, to not go in crowded places, to socially distance, and then that same night you're doing exactly the opposite of what you said on the radio, and you're in a position, a very high position in this community, stop it. Stop being such a hypocrite, for crying out loud. And there's lots of people, and there's people that just say, you know what, I'm just not going to wear a mask because Trump doesn't wear a mask, or COVID-19 ain't going to affect the 906. Well, guess what? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe cases won't spike over the next couple weeks, and maybe things will be just fine. I hope I'm wrong. I'll come on this show, and I'll say, you know what? I overreacted. I was a reactionary. I took it too seriously. I was wrong. But you know what? Right now, the numbers don't show that. The curve has not flattened, and people around here are not taking it seriously, and it's going to come fall. When kids go back to school, I am not thrilled with thinking about my kids going to school. Not as much the schools and the danger. They're doing their best, and they're in an impossible situation trying to figure this out. We talked about the MHSAA earlier. They're in an impossible situation. But I'm not very excited about sending my kids to school because of how people are not taking it seriously. And how others are just, you know, there could be a rampant spread. We saw the Big Bear Fitness Center, the health department listed anybody there for 2 weeks. I guarantee you there's a lot more places that these people that have been tested positive have gone. And I'm sure some of them include bars, which we haven't seen. And so if you're going to go pack a bar, don't. If you're going to go have a drink, wear a mask. Don't pack a bar. Do it outside. Do it at home. It just, it irritates me to no end to see how we have not figured this out as a country from the top on down, from the president to the governor to the mayor to the citizens. And it's the people that need to be the ones that do it and lead by example. Put on a mask. I almost said something else. Put on a mask. Wash your hands. If you're sick, stay home. And, you know, we had the greatest generation about 80, 90 years ago in World War II. I will say without question, this is not the greatest generation. This United States right now is not good. We need to figure it out as a country, and we need to all unify and work together. Seems impossible right now, but you know what? Other countries have figured it out, and it's time we as Americans figured it out to protect not just you and your rights and your freedoms and your First Amendment and everything. Protect your neighbor. Protect those that are most vulnerable. Protect those that are struggling, that maybe have lost a loved one, or protect those that have pre-existing conditions. And you do so by wearing a mask in public, period. That's it. I'm done. 11 minutes. Well, that was a pretty good rant. I haven't done that for a while. We're going to take a break here on The Game. We come back, we're going to get back to sports and talk. Well, who knows what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk on our roundtable coming up on the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show, The Game, brought to you by Game Entertainment and Media, and currently heard at thegamesportshow.com and thegamesportshow.podbean.com.
This is Andy Frost, and this is the only regional sports show in the Twin Sioux. This is The Game Sports Show.
You can catch podcasts of The Game at thegamesportshow.com. Now let's get back to it with Scott Nason here on ESPN 1400.
Welcome back to The Game, brought to you by ESPN 1400, and currently heard at thegamesportshow.com and thegamesportshow.podbean.com. As we continue on this Monday night, the first Monday of July, our co-host Dave McKeggett Jr. and EJ Russell not able to make it tonight. They're hoping to be back in a couple. We good time to point this out that next Monday we will not have a show. Our next show will be on July 20th, but this gentleman, a co-host and good friend of mine, Butch Davis, joining us on the round table. You can hear his show, Butch on Sports, on our podcast page, thegamesportshow.com, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. You can also go to his page, Simply Butch 2, that's T-O-O. .podomatic.com. You can also find Butch on Facebook. Just go to Butch on Sports. As he broadcasts from the Metro Detroit area, and what we enjoy most about him, besides his wit, personality, and all around knowledge of the world of sports and contacts, is the fact that he gives us a firsthand account of what many sports fans, especially Detroit sports fans, want up here. We've always wanted something like this, and we got it with Butch, and we're thankful for him. And Butch, there's a nice intro for you. How you doing, my friend?
Do you really mean it? That's what I
absolutely know. I do. I'm do not just really saying
it. Now you're BSing the doggone public here. Well, come on now. Thank you for the introduction, though. There, I've been doing pretty good there. Hopefully, everybody had a safe, enjoyable holiday. You had those masks on wherever you went and who you went with, and they had one too. And hopefully get this number down here so we can see some sanity in our world, or at least in this country.
Yes, indeed, Butch. Yes, indeed. Well, let's start, Butch, a little regional, and we'll get to more of some of the national stories. You know, the only two teams that are going to be playing, we hope, as far as Detroit professional teams, will be the Tigers and the Lions in that order. And I believe that the Tigers have been doing their summer camp at Comerica Park, including today. I see that One of the big prospects, Casey Mize, was doing some pitching there to batters, which gives us an idea on what's going on with the Tigers. Obviously, Major League Baseball, they're conducting tests. They have had several teams and players that have been tested positive with the coronavirus along with other sports. But first things first, the Tigers, what are you hearing? What are you seeing?
What you're seeing is absolutely a slow roll. The pitchers came in town last Wednesday. They had their training camp. They started Friday. Now, the regular players and veterans, of course, they were not obligated to be checked in at camp until on Sunday. And from that point on, they started the official camp for everyone as of this afternoon. So, and we see 60 players in roster for the Detroit Tigers. Many of them are the six rookies or the particular rookies that they did drafted in the Major League Draft. They are in camp with the Tigers, with the veterans there. The roster is going to be expanded. There's a lot of certainty and I would say uncertainty as well about the season and when it will start. They did get an official number, the 23rd and the 24th would be days starting this month in July. However, again, a lot of things have been happening here in this country as far as a rise in the COVID-19 pandemic here. And that's on the mind of a whole heck of a lot of us, including those players that are taking part in that camp right now.
Yeah, and getting to a bigger picture, Butch, you mentioned a lot of the uncertainty and looking at the testing so far, Major League Baseball and the players that have tested positive right now, and there's a few names. I'm not going to go through the names of people that have tested positive, but they have a test rate of about 1.2% of players that have positive tests. At this point for the coronavirus, that's still a bit lower than some of the others. NBA is 5.3%. MLS, which is scheduled to start this week. We just got found out, Butch, that FC Dallas will not be taking part in the preseason, or I shouldn't say the preseason, but the regular season tournament because they've had 10 players test positive. So, again, Butch, these are signs that we just have to, my fiance Becky says it best, we got to ride the wave and see what the day brings us because, you know, it's really hard to plan out where things are. And we try to talk about it on this show where we think, you know, what's going to happen, how it's going to happen. But, Butch, you know, with sports, with life, with work, with reopenings, and with this virus, all bets are off. We just, you know, we just got to be thankful for the day and see what tomorrow brings. Or is that just too realistic of a view?
It's too realistic of a view, maybe. And maybe some reality there. You're dotting all the I's and you're crossing the T's there, that's for sure. And that's better than a lot of stuff that we're receiving here right now. The reality of this whole situation is that this virus is here and there is no cure. So anybody or everybody can receive this. The only way you know you have it, it's testing. And many of our fans don't know that in these bubbles or in these particular camps that are being held right now, these players are being held accountable of testing this every single day. They got to swab up their nose. And the thing about it is you can test positive today and be negative tomorrow. And the next day when they test you, you'll be positive again.
Right.
So this is something that many don't bring the terms here. The scientists, you know, and God bless them all, who are working very diligently in this country and beyond to find out is there a cure for it or some type of vaccine that can make people safe. Or being out in public, or being able to go back to our normal lives, whatever it is, okay? We won't even mess with that.
You're right.
But the bottom line is, again, it, you don't know. And things happen when I blink. When this pandemic first started, it was announced in January, and no one gave a damn, okay? You know, this will pass. And this was got us to right now where we're at. And, you know, the scientists, again, and elaborating on them, they're saying, hey, look, wherever you go, you need to wear a mask.
Yes.
There is no safe or out into this. If you wear a mask, the content of you getting this is little to a pee. But if you don't wear a mask, okay, your chances of getting it are greater, way greater than you not having a mask on or some type of covering over your mouth at all and washing your hands. Those are the two basic things that a person can do in order to kind of keep yourself safe until you are tested. And again, these players are tested every single day. So I know someone down in the bubble right now, she's being tested every single day, you know, and right now, knock on wood, she hasn't, you know, came up positive. And right down in Florida, that's a hotbed in this country. But it's how important and, you know, the peace of mind you can give yourself when you know you don't have it versus the peace of mind or less of peace of mind you will have if you know you have it and what's to come forth with that beyond the, you know, the boundary. There's people just walk around, well, if I catch it, there's nothing going to happen to me. All I got to do is quarantine. And when you have rear end do that, you're still putting people at risk, okay? So, again, although everybody's optimistic, and that's including myself, if something busts out, you can think, you can feel shutdown coming down very, very quickly. And right now, that's the feeling of most of the players, coaches, people around this game, or those particular games that we're talking about. That's what they're worried about most of all there. And good natured, they're doing everything they possibly can to have the not to see it. But they know, in reality, this thing that's out here right now, you can be riding high in April, and those months have passed. Shot down in May is a good statement to make. Although right now it's July, so we got to look at August and September, where again another pandemic comes around, which is the flu. And people, and one of the things that when I had a conversation this weekend with this particular person, they said, you know, the flu comes. And less people than ever before are getting vaccine for the flu. You know, before, you know, 10 years ago, you can see 80% of the people getting a flu vaccine. Now that number has dropped down to under 40%. And that has a lot to do with what's upcoming here, because that's not gonna blow away. So that's what you have right now, and that's what you have to work with many of these players in there. They going out there very optimistic and all, and you can see that. But again, in their mind, their families, their friends, loved ones who may be journeying with them or not journeying with them, that's what they are worried about at this present time.
Butch, just before you came on, I was finishing my local segment, and I did a little bit of an editorial. I went on for about 11 minutes of kind of my views just on this pandemic and what we've seen around here. You know, this weekend, the 4th of July, the lineup of cars and the amount of people that were in this area, not as much Sault Ste. Marie, but more around Mackinac Island, St. Ignace, Mackinac City. It was really was shocking to see not just the people, but just the crowds and the beaches and the lack of social distancing. And so you want a good laugh, Butch, later on tonight or tomorrow, listen to the podcast of that and listen to me get fired up about 10, 11 minutes, because I think I said a lot of what you just said there, a little more intense. But I guess you could say I went on a little bit of a rant tonight.
Well, you know, it's very hard to keep your composure when most of the people know, with good common sense, know that this is right now not beaten.
Oh.
And when you have loved ones or you're doing everything you possibly can to stay safe, and this is respecting the scientists. Again, I'm using the word the scientists and people who are looking at this virus, who are testing every day, who are putting their lives on the line to find out what's going to work and what's not going to work for some, you know, some people, and I don't want to lose it, but to walk around and you know, just try to disconcern people that, you know, you can just walk around and do whatever you want to do. Just run down what we're buck naked here with something, you know, hey, and breathe the air in and coughing and grandma's, and, you know, we got people this weekend taking their masks off and coughing in grandma's face and stuff there. And they're showing this crap on TV. You know, this is, it's hard to watch for something that is so doggone serious. And, you know, me, like you, you have children underage, and they haven't got to the 18th birthday yet here, and you want to see that and beyond. I have children that are older, in age and per se there, who have children. I have grandchildren, and I have one child who has a grandchild, who I'm a great-granddaddy. This is ridiculous how people perform. As much as I want to go out and run the doggone tree and see friends and have a couple bops of pop or whatever it may be, you can't just do it anymore here. You can't. If you care about them, you're going to do some of the things, or may say some of the things that's going to keep everybody safe, okay? You know, I'm not going to be running the streets and hitting in little crowds. And I'm seeing people on boats, on beaches, it's ridiculous. And no mask at all.
None.
Zero. I mean, it's ridiculous to say. And again, you know, and I hate to say it, but the heads of our country and whatnot there is, some things are not hooked up right here. You know, I mean, we all got to be on one page or we're all going to lose. You know, a negative and a positive means negative in everybody's shape, form, or fashion there. And it's not going to get no better than that, Scott. You know, if we don't work hard to do the things that we could do in order until some type of decent vaccine. I mean, decent vaccine comes along that's going to protect us from getting in a fashion where we're going to see people losing their lives.
But you want to keep this going a little bit, because one of the things I mentioned in my editorial there in the last segment was looking around the world and how other countries, and we don't have to look that far, Butch. All we got to look is me to the north and you to the east as far as the country of Canada and how well they have handled this pandemic. And you see the NHL now is going to be using two Canadian hub cities, Edmonton and Toronto, if they do resume. And you look at how countries in Europe, Italy, which was one of the biggest epicenters after China when this started, they shut down completely and they locked down and people followed suit. People wore masks. People didn't go out for a while. And you're seeing it in so many countries. Over the weekend, Butch, the European Union had 3,600 new cases. I think it was on a Saturday, Friday or Saturday this past weekend. The state of Florida alone had 11,000. We're averaging 50,000 cases a day. And this was supposed to be the time where summer was supposed to slow things down. And what's infuriating to me is, you know, the health experts, the Dr. Fauci's and the scientists that you mentioned that are, you know, they're working hard. I mean, they're putting in lots of hours to try to figure out this virus, the vaccine and stuff. They're not asking for the moon and the stars here. You know, you go back to World War II, the Greatest Generation, that was asking quite a bit. Watch the beginning of Saving Private Ryan when the group comes out of the U-boat storming the beaches of Normandy. That's a sacrifice, and we have a lot of people that lost their lives, not just in World War II, obviously, but that's the example. And the sacrifice that we're being made, or, you know, that they're asking us to do is, you know, not totally change our lives, but change how we act, change how we do things. And the fact that the mask and the political divisions that are in this country right now continue, it's just amazing. And I gotta say, there's discussion around here, Butch, finally, before we get back to you, there's discussion about, you know, opening up the bridge. And I got to be honest, if I'm a Canadian, listen to this, there's no way in hell I'd want to open the bridge right now. Not the way things are going in this country. It's just very disappointing that, you know, and I'm using Americans, that we can't just make a small little sacrifice that would go such a long way. Every health expert says it. If you do these things, you have a much less chance of getting it. Yet when I go in the local grocery store and I see 70, 80-year-old, you know, people without masks, and, of course, 20 and 30-year-old people without masks, it's an infuriating thing. And that's why I wanted to bring it up tonight, because, you know, we have a forum and we have the opportunity to reach people. And, you know, it's not asking for that much to, you know, not just think of yourself and your First Amendment rights and your freedoms and everything else. Think of your neighbor and helping them avoid what could be a very tragic situation. Final thoughts on that, Butch. I just think it's a good time to bring this up because it was very frustrating for me seeing what I saw this weekend.
Well, you got to get it off your system. You feel better.
I do.
So yeah, and then also, you know, you tell people the truth on what's going on here, you know. But, you know, basically what you're saying is it's spot on. France don't want us over there. They made that be very clear. England does not want us over there. They made that very clear. Canada said, we don't want you over here. The only reason we're having hockey placed in Canada over those particular hubs that they originally said scheduled, which was Las Vegas and maybe somewhere in the east, maybe a New York or Boston, because right now they're not being vigilant toward this particular situation where Edmonton and also Toronto, the people in that country is being vigilant toward what is really going on and being somewhat very respectful to the leadership and the scientists are all on being on the same page. In this country, we don't have that right now. We have an election that's going to go on. We have one particular person running who basically right now is doing things in his basement, which I can approve of, versus the other one saying, who's right now leading our country, is, you know, many feel right now, regardless if he feels he's a winner or not, he's going about it the wrong way.
He's dividing people, Butch. He's done it since the beginning.
And he will continue to do it until he's out of there. And I'm like Biden now. You're afraid that this guy's going to cheat to have another 4 more years. So, you know, anything is possible here, along with some of the other excuses there. Here's the deal. The people in the state of Michigan right now, our governor said we should be moving football toward the spring of next year. Instead of just canceling the season, move the season up. Baseball, same thing. Basketball, same thing. Move them up to maybe to a month like March or April right now, because what's up becoming, no one can predict. That is common sense. That is someone who gives a damn about my child or my loved ones or my grandma or my grandpa or a friend down the road a piece that she wants to see people around. That you know, and I can work with that.
I can too.
I can work with that. She said sports like golf or maybe something of that nature where there is separation that can be dealt with. There is no separation when you dealt with it in basketball or football or maybe baseball, for instance. There is no separation in those particular sports. Soccer is another one. There's no separation into that there. So you kind of move that up. And the only reason you say move it up, because by then we probably will have a vaccine ongoing there. But basically, you know, or have enough sense to know what this thing is going to do where we can control the environment for the safety of those children, of those grandmas, of those mothers, their fathers, their aunts, their uncles, go down the line. You can do whatever or say whatever you need to say. I don't want to not include anyone here. You know, Joe Blow, the pink elephant. I don't want to exclude them. But again, we got to do what's right there, and that's the common. The world is looking at our country right now and saying, that country's not together.
You're right.
And I'm not going to have our country mixed up with leaders or because the leadership is normally, it's going to be nine times out of ten, it's the influence of what the people is going to do. Good influence, and people are marching to the beat. Right now, there's people walking around like Daffy Duck and Hokey Wolf, okay?
Hokey Wolf, wow.
Right, you know, we can go. I watched them too this weekend.
Good stuff.
Daffy Duck, you know. Hey, right. Wait a minute. They're walking the streets, you know. Oh, I don't care. They're coughing and breathing. And, you know, I wouldn't get I'll tell you a story, quick. I wouldn't got a haircut. I'm not going to mention this haircut place because I will never get a haircut from there again.
Oh, boy, not a sponsor then, you're saying.
Oh, no, I don't want to do it. But I went there, and a little old man was riding on a bike. The guy was like 70 or 80 years old. He was looking at me like, you know, I was the lowliest thing to ever walk the street here. And, you know, the guy said, you're gonna cut his hair? You know, and I'm telling you, boys and girls, I'm a black American going into a white establishment here because I don't give a damn. I would like a haircut. And a barber to me is a barber if they've been trained to do their job. So I'm not looking at racial divide. I'm just looking for a haircut. And this is just a bypasser. The old man on a raggedy bike.
Wow.
You know, just doing all this crap here. And it's really, you know, behind my mask, I was saying some words, but that's a good thing with having a mask, too.
Bobby. You're right.
You can cover up some words right quick, you know. But, you know, it's disgusting. And all of us, by the way, are masked up. We're talking about the beauticians, the barbers. Everybody who's maybe was separated, you know, some of us outside waiting to get into the establishment. But just one guy just rides through there, you know, look like he, you know, he's lost his pint of liquor or something. It was crazy there. And to make it a racial comment that was just totally indignant. And all we could do when the guy finally left is laugh at the guy here, you know. Why? Did no one invite him to a barbecue or something? Or maybe
yeah, that's probably it.
drop a rib, buy his bicycle on his porch. I don't know where the guy lives at here, but that was going on. But that was just, people are looking at us. And to give the impression to the rest of the world that we don't care, they say, you know, well, that's cool because you can keep it over there, but don't come over here. That's embarrassing. That's cutting your throat right then and there. Okay, and with all the other things that are really going on right now in this country with the Black Lives Matter and the marches and we're talking about police departments not doing their thing and a whole lot of other little things, along with the COVID-19, is a little bit much to take on in. And right now, we got to be vigilant. We just got to be steady, you know, and kind of maybe have a conversation with yourself and say, you know, I want to get through this. You know, how can I help get through it? Hey, listen to the scientists. You know, go to proper places where you can get the information that you need to get in order to stay safe. That's the bottom line. And maybe leave the other influences alone. I don't know. It really is puzzling. But right now, I got to stay steadfast and listen to the scientists. And, you know, I hope and pray that, you know, eventually we can have some baseball, we can have some basketball. Although in Florida, I think the crap is going to hit the fan, you know. We haven't got to that date yet there, but, you know, when you said a lot of players opting out of playing this season, and that was going on in baseball, too, right now, that time is still, regardless of they're in camp, doesn't say that this particular player or veteran will say, you know what, I cannot do this. You know, I have a family at home or abroad or whatever it may be, and I got to go to them or don't have to live. We're living in a hotel for maybe 4 or 5 months. I can't do this. And the real side come into there. And right now, my job is to report what's going on and tell you what's going on, be truthful about it. And not so much hype things, but, you know, just put things in perspective. You know, food for thought for our general public who listen to our show to, you know, take heed and have some alternatives there.
Butch Davis, what I like to say, speaking truth to power on tonight's edition of The Game. Butch, let's get back to sports here, and let's talk about the Detroit Lions, the other team that may be playing here in a matter of weeks, as the preseason now just 2 games instead of 4, and they signed their second-round draft pick, DeAndre Swift, the running back from the University of Georgia, to a spot, so that leaves just their first overall pick, the number 3 pick of Jeff Okuda, cornerback from Ohio State, still unsigned as of this point. What are you hearing out of Allen Park, Butch, as far as the Detroit Lions? I know some people have been able to use that facility now. What's going on in Lions land?
Well, that might be a problem when it's coming down to signing this particular pick that we have, because again, yep. you know he's up due for a huge bonus, okay? And that's the first thing. And that bonus is going to be several figures, you know. That's the walk in and sign his name on the dotted line. Now you got to look at what is this particular person going to get paid per year, and you take that at risk because nothing's guaranteed. Because this guy has not walked on the professional field as of yet. So now you got to go through all those particular things. So I'm not saying everyone has to hold their breath, but you know, again, I look at the let's wait and see. Because the atmosphere for many things, it might be more favorable for someone like Jeff to just be cool, you know, wait till the last possible moment before he runs into camp, do what he needs to do in order to make this club and make the contributions. He may be lowballed as far as his contract is concerned, and I'm quite sure he has a very good agent who's going to steer him along properly during this process here. But again, you know, I think he has that option and is going to use that option as best he possibly can. So I don't look for things just right away for that to happen. Give it maybe as far as a month or just before camp start that we may see a signing Mr. Okuda coming into camp.
Butch, the Pistons and the Red Wings, I haven't seen too much this past week as far as news out of those camps. Both teams, again, not participating in the resumption of seasons. If it happens, they'll both be participating in drafts. Once those happen, NBA looks like it's going to be backed up a bit. Any news out of those two organizations this past week?
From what we understand right now, the NBA wants to have a league for the 8 runners-up who did not get in the bubble.
Oh, yeah. Really?
In Chicago. And they named the city right now. The city is Chicago. Now, we know that environment, too, right now is not very cool when it comes down to what's going on in the active world as of today. So, you know, we're making all these projections, and many of it has to do with trying to keep a person's mind ingested in, you know, getting hyped up or being able to see their team, because many of the teams who are not taking part, do you think that fans give less than a damn who goes to the NBA Finals this year? No. You know, they know that the only thing they have to kind of hang their head on is to worthily look out for their team and what they're going to do down the road a piece there, if there is a season. And if there is, it's not going to be partaken into maybe late December or early January. That is the word that the NBA gives. But again, we don't know no exacts, so they're in limbo as well. The Red Wings, they can do some things, like I said. They have a facility of their own. When the building is open toward that, and right now in Michigan, it is not for the exemption of social distancing and doing those particulars, that's where they can go and do their business and maybe just skating, no coaches, no coaching involved there, and just get stay in condition there. And I'm quite sure many of the athletes are doing their doggoneness to keep in some type of shape or condition, so that won't be hard on them when they do go back to work on a regular basis. But as of right now, you know, we see many of the teams like the Pistons and the Red Wings giving food away, going to places, and they're either walking or marching or giving their time and effort towards some symposiums and what's going on. They're doing that. And God bless both those organizations, doing it very well there and seeing some social justice in the place. We know, along with the diseases going on with the COVID-19, we know that the biggest disease in our country right now is showing social justice toward one another as a people there. And again, the world is looking at us. And for us to want to be an example to the world, we have to clean this up. We got to hurry up and clean it up. And it's gone on too long, too far, too hard. When the rest of the world is coming in and saying, this should not happen. Or, you know, maybe wake up some of the other countries that basically this same practice is going on. There's some toasties in there. So those particular teams right now, they're sitting and spinning there. You know, soccer is going to be put to waste there. They do have this basketball, the TBT, going on in a particular where six teams or made-up teams are going and playing basketball and social distancing. And television is trying to do their best to bring entertainment into Titan games and a bunch of crap like that there. But really, I have seen everything here. But and really, it's not going to fester a lot of people's interest, per se, or maybe it will. You know, me, I look at wrestling, and I get my jollies off of that. Enough wrestling goes on in our regular channels every day that I can be content. But again, a lot of people are going to find other things to do, you know. And you look at the man or the woman who goes to work every single day, this probably sometime, regardless of the situation that we're in, this is the best time in their life, because some of them will explain, I haven't had Sunday dinner or sat down with my children and my family to just have a conversation or have a game night or something of that nature. And these are things that are going on in homes that are bringing many families to told to be together and whatnot there. And from that, do conversation, and kids and families are bonding a lot better there. So those are some good things that are coming out of this particular situation that we're going through here.
Butch Davis joining us on the game. Butch, you got about 20 more minutes in the show, and I've thrown out a lot of different topics, and we've had some very good conversations so far, but I want to throw the floor to you. Well, what are some of the things on your mind as far as the roundtable that you want to talk about, or if you want to keep expanding on, the floor is yours, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Let's just play along with society a little bit here. Hey, Brother Mahomes got
yes.
a 10-year extension here to his contract here, you know, and the Chiefs got to deal with him for another 12 years. That's including the 2 years still on his contract where he got a raise and everything. So, what do you think?
Well, I think for Patrick Mahomes, obviously, it's a pretty good deal. Locked in through the 2031 season. I don't even want to do the math to think how old I'm going to be when that year hits. $450 million, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. And I feel if Adam Schefter is saying that, Butch, that's pretty much as good as gold. Injury guarantee in the contract of $140 million. So, obviously, Patrick Mahomes, the number 10 pick, if you can believe Mitchell Trubisky was picked 8 spots ahead of Patrick Mahomes, who was picked 10th by Kansas City. And you know, Kansas City really did that whole thing right. What they did was they didn't rush him out there. They gave him a year to sit back and watch. They, you know, and then they invested in him. They got rid of, I think, Alex Smith, or who was the quarterback beforehand. And you got to give credit to Andy Reid and that organization for how they got him in there. They groomed him. Aaron Rodgers is kind of a similar situation. When he was drafted, he had a couple years before he got thrown in. And you're going to see that come the fall. You're going to see, you know, Tua Tagovailoa probably thrown out there quickly. And, you know, we saw Kyler Murray, and he did pretty well last year. But I think, Butch, there's something to be said for these organizations, and Super Bowl rings would be a couple of those things in the case of Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, for just kind of, you know, not rushing a guy out there, taking their time. And, you know, I think it's, well, we'll see if it's money well spent. We're going to see for a long time, but obviously the results right now with Mahomes are pretty darn good.
Let me turn on my mic here, you know.
Thought I was going to rant for a while, didn't
you?
No,
I was munching on some potato chips while I was digging in there. The Mahomes situation is luscious indeed there. You know, he can retire from that if he lasts that long as a player or as an athlete there. And you can't knock it, okay? I'm happy for the guy here. And you did make a point about Rodgers and Mahomes. When they got drafted, they sat them out purposely for one solid year before they throw the other guy out in the street.
Yep.
You know, in this case was Brett Favre for Green Bay. And you mentioned Alex Smith, who, by the way, went to the next team and almost lost his life.
All right.
In that injury that he is right now still rehabbing from here. Some bold decisions, but again, when you have a nucleus of good people running the organization, good people, I mean, you know, it brings me to Alex Avila, because Alex Avila is good people, and a lot of us complain on how he had to go about doing things in order to get this club back into a competitive way. And he had a hard job. We had a minor league system gutted to a no-not one. We had nothing to take place of a player in the major league system if they got injured or maimed or whatever may be here. And you look at the job he's doing, and just to think, if they do play baseball this year, someone like Casey Mize, who basically right now was told that he was going to go to Toledo this year, or Manning, or those two pitchers there, or like Torkelson right now, who quite sure he would go up in maybe Double A. He would probably start off in Double A or something before they copped him to Toledo if he did not make this particular team this year. But they all have a great opportunity to make the frontline team. And that's the really exciting part. You know, we all said Mize and Manning, just to not knock off of the Kansas City situation. But these two pitchers are more like in the same position as Patrick Mahomes is, as well as Alex Avila is treating them. And if good things come out of that, you really can't complain on how Kansas City did what they did, or how Green Bay did what they did, in order to see a quarterback who has longevity, who has been very successful, kept the team from winning. Maybe, I think Green Bay had that bad team the year before and the year before that, but it was not the fault of the particular individuals that we're talking about, Rodgers, that is, to do that due diligence right now. They still had successful seasons, you know, other than getting injured. So, you know, he's protected right now, and that's a really good thing about this whole situation, that you're happy for Patrick Mahomes. He got rewarded for something that only took him 2 years of active playing, which he's been with Kansas City now for 3 years, and really able to reap the benefits.
Butch, the NHL, we talked a little bit about the NHL. They have a tentative agreement with the Players Association as far as the return to play plan. The next step is voting. The NHL Board of Governors must approve the agreements. This return to play plan includes rules and requirements for the next two phases of the season restart, phases 3 and 4. Phase 3 now is scheduled to begin next Monday, July 13th, as far as training camps in individual cities, as well as traveling to hub cities for additional training and exhibition play. That'll start on July 26th, according to ESPN. And we mentioned this earlier, Butch, Canada will have both the hub cities. The Eastern Conference teams will play in Toronto. The Western Conference teams will play in Edmonton. The Conference Finals and Stanley Cup Final will also be held in Edmonton. And Phase 4 is the restart of the season in those hub cities. They're going to have a 24-team postseason tournament. The qualification rounds will be a 5-game series for the number 5 through 12 seeds in each conference, which are scheduled to begin on August 1st. There's also some other things, but one of the things that I caught my eye, Butch, you know, you got the salary cap and collective bargaining. I'm not too worried about that, but the looks like the deal would return NHL players to the Winter Olympics in 2022 and 2026, pending a deal between the NHL and the IOC. So the NHL, Butch, I think of the four sports, and again, football's kind of, you know, they haven't had to resume play, but I think the NHL, I guess if I had to pick one that I think might work right now, to me, I think it's the NHL. What say you?
Optimistic. Yeah. Optimistic, but cautious. Because, again, it is what it is. Those players got to come from every which way to come in these particular hubs. And those are two youth cities, by the way, where they have plenty of hotels or lodging for the particular players, which is, I think, 24 teams coming in. You got to have all that for them and available spaces for training, available places for them to maybe watch a movie, sightsee, or a time to themselves. I'm quite sure that rules and regulations for them going in and out of the city that has to be maintained in order for that to happen. That's including particular quarantine rules to come into play. But again, until the date comes, when the actual date comes, where everything is hunky-dory and yep, they start playing, I kind of keep a level heel. You know, the anticipation is good, but again, nothing has really started yet. I guess when it comes down to baseball per se, you can have a little bit more anticipation because they're actually getting into the actual work. But until that particular date starts for the NHL, I think what it is, August 1st? August 1st. You really can't say what really is going to happen there. So you wish them well. You wish everything works out. You wish all the wiles and flutters of being able to do things in a manner where, you know, no lives are taken or taken apart. You know, hopefully it works out.
Butch, let's get to our thumbs up and thumbs down for the week. Well, I've already given a lot of my thumbs down with the conversation about this weekend and my editorial, but I want to give thumbs up because, you know, a lot of times it's easy to focus on the people that maybe aren't doing things the right way, but I want to give a thumbs up to all the people out there that are, and there are quite a few, and you see them every day. You see them when you go in the grocery store. You see them when you pass the hospital. You see them, you know, the old couple, you know, that's at a local store at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Monday because they want to avoid the crowds and they're wearing masks. And you know, the people that are taking a lot of precautions and the first line responders, we've said it a lot and we're going to continue to say it a lot because they are the ones that are dealing with it, and some of the waitresses and bar staff, including my fiance, who deals with a lot of crap that she has to put up with people. And but again, we want to thank and give a thumbs up to all the people that are doing things the right way. And it gives me hope and optimism that, you know, despite what some of the things that we see and hear on the news or read online or just see in person, that eventually we're going to get this right and we're going to beat this pandemic. But it's going to take a lot of work and it's going to take a lot of unity. Unfortunately, something that we don't have here in what I like to call the divided states of America, or you can even call it the infected states of America. We need to become that United States of America that we can. We've gone through a lot in our history and we've made a lot of mistakes, and we continue to make lots of mistakes. And I'm not, I've made my mistakes. Everyone's made their mistakes, but it's time that we just try to figure things out and listen to the experts and get through this, because I think everybody is probably unified and they want to get back to some sort of normal as far as this pandemic. And only together can we do that. Divided, well, we never do well as a country. Butch, your thumbs up and thumbs down for the week, my friend.
Well, let's give thumbs up to Bryson DeChambeau, who had a pretty doggone good weekend here in Detroit. Matter of fact, he's had a pretty good weekend for the last month.
Sure has.
Golf has been back in the form there. He came on out there. He was trailing in this last particular round, on which was Sunday, but he came on back and showed everybody who's who. And a pretty doggone good tournament there, the Rocket Mortgage Tournament, which had a lot of golfers under par. I have not seen that many golfers under par since the Henbrook win. And it smelled bad. But this was cool. This was cool here, you know, that, you know, you really got to see some good quality golfing. The you know, what I saw on telly there, the places where they're driving the ball, and the court looked excellent there. You know, I couldn't say anything wrong about that particular there. So let's give them a thumbs up, the Rocket Mortgage, and also to Bryson DeChambeau. DeChambeau there, who really showed everybody that he's a guy. You can forget about Tiger Woods for a minute here. This guy is here to stay. He can knock the crap out of a ball too, by the way, here.
Yeah, he was driving well this weekend. Wow.
And let's give a thumbs down to all the people who don't want to obey the rules of the game here. You know, I walked in Walmart today and I saw a baby in a sweatsuit with no shoes on. What the heck is going on here?
Come on.
And the mommy and daddy didn't have a mask. What?
Of course they didn't.
Deal. All I want is some Gatorade for my electrolytes and stuff there, because it's 90 degrees for the last 50 years here, you know. Come on.
It's been hot here too, but
it's been blowing here. But you know what? I could deal with it there. Air conditioning pumping. The gas bill and the electric bills paid. Unless there's something catastrophe happening, I'm not looking for it. You know, I'm safe and I'm happy. But thumbs down to please, everyone. I don't give a damn if it's not mandatory. Everyone, please help yourself, help your fellow man or woman, or therefore, wear a mask. Please wear a mask. And when you go in your house or whatever, you may be on availability, wash your hands, okay? And let's stay safe, you know, so we can live to see another day.
Well said, Butch. Well said. What's in store for you this week, Butch, as far as Butch on Sports?
A lot of crap here. We're going to try to deal with the Detroit Tigers somewhat there, and we'll talk about that after we get off the air here. And also the Detroit Lions, get some information from them on the various things that are upcoming. And also I need to look at some youth things here. Some youth camps and whatnot are opening up for the kid. Of course, they are saying everything they possibly can to get your money, and also say they're going to practice social distancing. So we're going to see in maybe look at one or two of those particular camps that are upcoming in this area and see what it's going to be that they're going to ensure social distancing, okay, and keep our children and also the volunteers and also the employees safe during these particulars.
Butch Davis joining us on the game. We'll look forward to his show. Again, you can find Butch's show on our podcast page, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. You can also find it on his page, Simply Butch 2. That's TOO.podomatic.com. Or if you're a Facebook person, find him on Facebook. Like him on Facebook. You can find it at Butch on Sports. Butch, we won't be doing a show next week. One, I'll be out of town. And two, it's my birthday, so I'm taking the day off, spending it with my fiance, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks' time here for our next edition of the game, sir.
Well, we'll say happy birthday in advance there.
Thank you.
Get it together. But we won't have no show this Monday, but definitely I didn't have no show this Sunday, this past Sunday. But it will be a Butch on Sports this Sunday, along with a Butch on Sports this upcoming Wednesday there. And we'll try to keep you abreast of what the heck is going on in the world of sports, around the world, and back again there, okay?
Sounds good to me, Butch. Appreciate you being on the show. Great conversation tonight. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you here in a couple weeks on the game.
Very good.
All right, that's going to do it for our show. Again, want to thank Butch Davis for joining us and each and every one of you for listening tonight. The game, the Twins' only local, regional, and national sports show, currently heard on thegamesportshow.com and thegamesportshow.podbean.com. We're hoping to be back on ESPN 1400 very soon. We'll be having some conversations about that later on this week. And again, the game sponsored by ESPN 1400, WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie, and powered by the Game Entertainment and Media. For Butch Davis, my name is Scott Nason. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks' time for our next edition of the game. Sponsored by ESPN 1400 and currently heard at thegamesportshow.com and thegamesportshow.podbean.com. Have a great night, everyone.
Thanks for listening to The Game here on ESPN 1400, WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader. Check us out next Monday at 6 for the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. You can hear the podcast of the show and other broadcasts at thegamesportshow.com.